This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, Sarah Bagby takes a look at a time-hopping novel that goes a lot deeper than it first looks.
Three time periods, three cities, and one gorgeous painting. In a smart and well-crafted novel, The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos by Dominic Smith. On the surface, we're reading about the theft of a fictional painting at the edge of the wood, created by a fictional painter, Sarah DeVos, during the 17th century. The painting has been in the DeGroat family some three centuries, and no one who has lived with the painting has lived beyond 60. It is a rather portentous family heirloom. In 1957, the painting is stolen from Marty DeGroat and replaced with a forgery. In alternating chapters, Smith takes us from New York's Upper East Side of the 1950s, with the investigation of who stole the prize painting, to 17th century Holland into DeVos's world, and finally to the year 2000 in Australia, where Marty meets the forger. In the culminating scene of this novel, I was blown away by the power shift orchestrated between the art history grad student and forger Ellie Shipley and Marty DeGroat. The backstory of Sarah DeVos is as lush as her last surviving painting. She was the first woman admitted as a master painter into the Guild of St. Luke's in Holland. Dominique Smith's haunting novel explores the legacy of a rare masterpiece, its pull on a family, and the intimacy of painting and forgery. Also contrasted are the struggles and successes of women painting in the 17th century Dutch School of Art and women finding their place in the art world of the last 50 years. Brilliantly plotted and historically rich, The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos is a tour de force with lasting effect. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.